So the title of my presentation today is Firearm Violence in the African American Community, a review of prevalence rates, risk factors, and prevention strategies. I would first like to acknowledge my co-authors, many of which are in the room today, Dr. Amy Thompson, Dr. James Price, Dr. Shi, and Dr. Dake. I have no relationships to disclose. Violence encompasses a variety of behaviors, so things like bullying, physical fights, injuries with weapons. But when we think about firearm violence, it's the most lethal form of violence. And in fact, in the United States, regardless of race and ethnicity, firearm violence is among the top 10 leading causes of death. So clearly, it continues to be a public health problem. For example, white American suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. For Hispanics, homicide is the 9th leading cause of death. And for African Americans, homicide is the 8th leading cause of death. However, when we compare and we look through race, gender, and ethnicity, we can continue to see disparities within firearm violence. From ages 1 to 44, homicide is among the top five leading causes of death of African Americans, and it is the leading cause of death for African American youths ages 15 through 34. In comparison, the leading cause of death for our white youth here in the United States is motor vehicle accidents, followed by gun suicide and homicide. Headlines in the media discuss the deadly consequences of firearm violence, the most publicized being mass shootings of secondary schools, universities, and at other public places. And although this is indeed a public health concern, media often fails to mention the countless firearm tragedies in predominantly lower income, inner city communities with greater populations of racial ethnic minorities. US Today published an article back in 2013 that talked about this and included a rather simple headline that said, "Don't ignore gun violence among Black Americans." Dustin Singers went on to say, "School homicide and violence, as well as overall violence in America, has dropped dramatically over the last 20 years. And while this is good news for the nation, it has a disproportionate devastation caused by gun violence to the Black community." A more recent article published by Payne Parham also discussed the role of media and went on to say that when it's not discussed within our media, so when we don't have this in our media coverage, this consequently leads to limited political discourse, to policy resolution, when we're talking about racial, ethnic. Can you hear me a little bit better now? Thank you. Racial, ethnic disparities in firearm violence. So, starting back in 2013, I was working on my dissertation, and I began to conduct a literature review on this topic to explore this a little bit more. I've since then added and updated it, currently up to 2015. But really, I had three overall goals of the literature review, one being to provide an overview of the trends in firearm violence among African Americans by gender, age, and geographical location, to review the literature, including risk factors and current approaches to firearm violence in the African American community, and also to suggest potential new areas of research regarding firearm violence in the African American community. So here are the steps that I took for my systematic literature review. I had some exclusion criteria. I excluded international studies. I'm looking at firearm violence among African Americans in the United States. I also did not include articles that were trends data that were following national trends prior to 2007. I had several search terms, 12 that I used when conducting my literature review. I also utilized multiple databases. I cross-referenced. So for the articles that I received from databases, I looked at those articles, checked the references within those articles to cross-reference to find additional articles that I may have missed through my database searches. And I also looked at articles that were available through national reports for nonprofit organizations. And from that, this literature review included 45 published articles. So of the 45 articles that were included in the literature review, I categorized those into four different areas. So we had six journal articles that really were perception-based studies. Seven of those looked at prevention studies. So what are we doing to prevent firearm violence among African Americans? The vast majority of the articles that were included in this literature review really looked at the risk factors. So what increases the likelihood of African Americans to be more susceptible to firearm injuries and death? And although there are articles that look at and evaluate the effectiveness of firearm violence laws and policies, when I conducted my literature review, I failed to find any articles that really looked at the evaluation of firearm violence policies and laws and their effectiveness in reducing racial and ethnic disparities in firearm violence. So, here we have a picture of an iceberg. So, firearm violence really is at the top of that iceberg. But what we don't always really see is all the many different variables or risk factors that contribute to firearm violence among African Americans. Some of these factors could be individual level factors, like access to firearms or gun carrying behaviors, or it could be things like race and gender. There's also community level factors, so we can talk about things like concentrated poverty and extreme disadvantage. From my literature review, 29 firearm violence risk factors among African Americans were discussed throughout the literature. I further categorized those into three different areas. I like to categorize things. I could categorize them at individual level, community and environmental level, and also social and cultural risk factors that increase firearm violence prevalence among African Americans. So for the discussion points. So after conducting my literature review, the majority of firearm deaths among African Americans are homicide, and I think that that's something that generally we expect. But when we look at suicide rates, they have varied. They've had periods of times when they increase, and there's also been a time of decline. And Wadsworth and his colleagues and co-authors made a note that that gap that we're seeing is starting to narrow, and we're looking at suicides among young African American males. So future studies may want to examine the factors that are leading to higher suicide rates among young African American males. Also, when we talked about perception-based studies, the summary of those findings, they really were looking at what are some of the perceived causes and perceived solutions. So there are studies that looked at African Americans' perceptions on cause and solutions of firearm violence among African Americans. And in all six of those perception-based studies, all of the respondents said that, yes, I have a fear of being a victim of firearm violence. One study that I wanted to mention from that would be a study that I conducted from my dissertation that looked at African American legislators' perceptions of firearm violence prevention legislation. So in the study, we assessed their perceptions of current firearm violence legislation. We also found that African American legislators perceived firearm violence among African Americans to be very serious. We also found that when we asked what are the causes, so what are the perceived causes of firearm violence among African Americans, the majority of respondents felt that it was societal issues. And when we asked questions about the effectiveness of current firearm violence legislation, we found that if there were the higher number of perceived benefits, so if they believe that there's benefits in having firearm violence legislation, the more likely they were to believe that those legislative acts were also effective. When we're talking about firearm violence policies and legislation, we have over almost at least 300 state and federal firearm laws. Studies have evaluated the effectiveness of firearm policies and results of these studies, but the results of these studies have been fairly inconsistent throughout the years, and there's several reasons and challenges for that. Again, I want to emphasize, though, that during the literature review that I conducted, I failed to find any studies that really looked at the effectiveness of these firearm policies and laws in reducing racial ethnic disparities in firearm morbidity and mortality. So they didn't necessarily look at policies that maybe try to reduce some of the risk factors that lead to higher numbers of firearm deaths among African Americans. When we looked at our seven studies that discussed firearm violence prevention programs, most of them focused on community and youth violence with an emphasis on firearm violence prevention. And there were other studies that looked at targeting the risk factors at the individual level. So there were some studies that had educational programs to try to decrease gun carrying behaviors among African Americans, and in particular young African American males. But when we look to see what's currently really being evaluated the most in terms of violence prevention and firearm violence prevention, Cure Violence, which is also known as Operation Ceasefire, by far is one of the more evaluated violence prevention programs, and studies have marked success in reducing firearm violence. So in conclusion, there are a limited amount of firearm violence research among African Americans when we're talking about this specific population. But this is really good news for health disparity researchers because it provides them an opportunity to expand upon the literature that we currently have. Another conclusion would be, one critical area would be to explore and conduct more studies that evaluate the effectiveness of current firearm policies. And when we evaluate them, we want to consider what is it doing to alleviate the disparities that we have in firearm morbidity and mortality. I would like to now discuss a little potential limitations of the literature review. So articles were reviewed from 1990 to 2015. Therefore, there could be articles that were discussed prior to 1990 that were not included in this review. I tried to come up with as many key terms that were relevant to the topic. However, if I missed any, it may have also limited the number of articles that were included within my literature review. So there's a potential that some relevant articles may not have been included within this review. To the extent that articles were missed, this could have limited our understanding of some of the issues surrounding firearm violence in the African American community. Thank you.
We've got time for one or two questions before we move on to our next speaker. Anyone?
I have one question about Ceasefire. Is that still in operation here? Is it still up and running? I thought I heard something that they lost the funding had gone away in the program. Are you aware? You don't know.
I'm not aware, but I know that was one.
Okay.
I work in that building, and okay. I can tell you it still exists. Okay. There is state battles about that funding, and Gary Slutkin won a state award and shook hands with the governor right about the time that they were cutting all the funding, so
okay.
It exists.
Sort of as everything else here in Illinois is sort
exactly.
of
exactly. Okay. Got time for another question. I have one for you. You were looking at the impact of perceptions by African Americans. Did you look at any of their reaction to media coverage? So media coverage of violence among African Americans and then African Americans reacting to that, or did you not see any literature on that?
So there were articles that looked at how media coverage the lack of media coverage leads to policies not really including issues within mm-hmm. African Americans when we talk about policies. But I didn't see, I think what you're talking about, which I find really interesting, what's their reaction
yeah.
to how media is kind of perceiving it. So I didn't see that, but I think that would be really interesting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.